The World This Week. Business.
America's annual rate of inflation jumped to 7% in December, its highest level since June 1982. Several factors are sustaining rising prices, including a tighter labour market. The unemployment rate dropped to 3.9% at the end of 2021. Average hourly wages rose by almost 5%. Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, this week described inflation as a severe threat to the economy and reiterated his commitment that the Fed is ready to increase interest rates and at a fast pace if need be. It's a long road to normal from where we are, he said. The IMF told emerging economies to prepare for the Fed's policy tightening, warning that faster rate increases could unsettle global markets and may lead to capital outflows and currency depreciation in those countries. The Eurozone's annual inflation rate crept up to 5% last month, another record high for the currency bloc. Energy prices were again the main factor. Wholesale natural gas prices surged in December and were up again this week in a market that is acutely sensitive to fluctuations in gas supplies from Russia, which provides about half of the EU's gas imports. Argentina's central bank raised its key interest rate from 38% to 40%. In December, the IMF suggested Argentina's appropriate monetary policy would be to lift interest rates above inflation, which is running at an annual rate of 51%. Take-Two Interactive, the company behind console games such as Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption, agreed to buy Zynga, a pioneer in mobile gaming that is best known for titles such as Farmville and Mafia Wars, in a deal worth $12.7 billion. Citigroup was reportedly preparing to fire by the end of January employees who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19 unless they are exempt. Around 90% of the bank's staff in America have been jabbed. That number is expected to go up soon. Car sales rose in China last year for the first time since 2017, driven by sales of electric and plug-in hybrid vehicles, which were up by 170%. New energy vehicles made up 15% of overall passenger car sales. America's National Labor Relations Board said that a new vote for workers at an Amazon warehouse in Alabama on whether to unionize will begin on February the 4th and last 2 months. The retailer is adamantly opposed to letting the unions in. A vote at the Alabama facility last year, which was seen as a crucial test for supporters of unionization, resulted in a resounding no. But amid claims of worker intimidation, the NLRB decided there should be a rerun. In December, Amazon reached an agreement with the NLRB to make it easier for its employees to organise.